Scouts conference we just concluded, we did not have adequate time to emphasize the need for the gift of discernment of spirit in a time like this. So we want to pray before we begin. Lord, watch our eyes with eyesight so that we can see by the Spirit. So that we can see. So that we can see. So that we can see. Meso salamo siko brasketa mila mama yakala. Genio selia, brisco velama suka makale. Mai kombasi, lebro kesko velemo santoria. Yabo bela iko sama santa baboria. Sheni kapraske tola mahai to kopre mama anteli. Yamo seke la braske bokuria. Uske la bronde habarus. Labrika banse samaka la bokuria. Mose sosali mahabra kabelote. Malabronde seka mahalabaita konseli mama. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Tonight we ask that you give us new eyes and new lenses, that we might see beyond that which is revealed at face value, that we might understand by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Once again, you are welcome. Please welcome somebody to the house of God. 1 Samuel chapter 13. 1 Samuel chapter 13. Beginning from verse 11. 1 Samuel 13, verse number 11. Hallelujah. This was the rebuke that Samuel brought to Saul when he came and found out that he had trespassed his office. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou comest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together in Mishmash. Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. And I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering. Who knows the name of what he did here? What? I forced myself and offered a burnt offering. That's the iniquity of the sanctuary. I forced myself. It was not my intention, but the situation demanded that I become a priest. So I decided to offer a burnt offering unto God. It was not his spiritual jurisdiction for him to offer up an offering to God. That was a specialization that was caught up in the office of the priesthood. And the Bible says that he forced himself and he offered a burnt offering. Next verse. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be the captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Now, so my emphasis tonight is the iniquity of the sanctuary and the gift of discernment of spirit. The iniquity of the sanctuary. And what? And the gift of discernment of spirit. Please stay tuned. Stay tuned. At some point in the service, we'll change the oppression, but I want to use this opportunity to do something quite significant. Now, this man Saul was ordained by God. This man Saul was anointed by God. First of all, I would like to give you some PowerPoints. Some PowerPoints through which we can interpret the scriptures that are in hand. The first PowerPoint is that authority comes from above. Authority doesn't come from among men. Right? Let's say it's our uncle here that God had chosen to be the governor of Benue State, and then we manipulate the elections, we rig the elections, and then we give the governorship to Brother Dimeji. What is going to happen is that Brother Dimeji, even though he is a political leader, doesn't have the backing of heaven. And the symptoms and signs that will characterize his government and such signs that are indicators of the fact that it was not his from the Lord. Absalom, after Absalom had tried to take up the occupation of spiritual authority to no avail, he now acknowledged that it was Solomon's from the Lord. Meanwhile, he enjoyed some loyalty, and it was as if the lot had fallen to him, but he withered out because he had no backing from heaven. So when we talk about spiritual authority, it is something that is given from above. When Jesus said, no man can receive anything except to be given to him from above. Such things that come from above, one on the list of such things is spiritual authority. Right? So, this guy was a king as ordained by God. He started, because the challenge we have right now in the body of Christ is when we see a preacher, when we see one that was given the privilege of spiritual authority in the body of Christ, and the person is operating in it, and then suddenly we can no longer tell if in current times, if in current context, the person is still a carrier or enjoys that level of authority in the body. I came to clear your doubts today through a little Bible study. And I trust God that today that God will give out the capacity to discern to his people. Now, so this guy started with God, began to operate with God, and then he came to this point where he committed a violation against the divine order. When we say the divine order, we mean, you know, the Bible says, thy will be done on earth. How should the will of God be done on earth? Now, the will of God is already established in heaven. So it is the same way that the will of God is established in heaven that God is expecting it to be established upon the face of the earth. So if we want to know what God wants to do on earth, we will take a peep, a look at scriptures that gives us insight into the governing power of God as it is administered within the holy hill of the Lord. Then it will give us an idea of how God intends to administer his affairs upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. In view of the little thing that I've just said now, you can actually judge whether our current government as constituted has any backing from God. Human beings have the ability to manipulate political power, but spiritual authority comes from where? The other day I was saying something the other day, when we started this work 15 years ago, a group of pastors felt that they were the gatekeepers of the territory, and if someone is coming here to do ministry, he needs to consult with them and take permission from them, and I violated that regulation, and because of that, they don't have my blessing. So because they don't have, or I don't have their blessing, and because I don't have their blessing, they say, let us see how this man will be able to succeed in his calling. They were wrong. You know why? Because spiritual authority comes from where? Unfortunately, because the people did not understand the divine order, they made some very intelligent attempts to checkmate our advancement as a ministry. Very intelligent attempts. The intelligent attempts that they made actually looked as though it was working for a season. But eventually, it was not only proven wrong. They were not only proven wrong, their ministry shut down the city. The reason is because you don't fight a man that has spiritual authority. If you do that, what will happen to you is that heaven will fight you. What is backing you up will prove, because there were many times that Aaron's leadership in priesthood was contested. There were many times that Moses' leadership in the house of Israel was contested. And it was not Moses that had to validate himself. It was God, who is the giver of spiritual authority, that came to his rescue. So under such circumstances, a man that has spiritual authority is not even supposed to fight for himself. When you attempt to fight him, the feedback you get will be whether or not he's an authentic man that God has put in a certain place. So, first point we have established is that spiritual authority comes from above. Is that clear? Now, if I take you further, I will show you the layout of the government of God. Layout of the government of God. Maybe we'll do that. First, Colossians chapter 1. The layout. How does God govern the invincible realm? How does it govern in the third heavens? In the book of Colossians chapter 1, the Bible makes a statement. From verse 13, the Bible begins to tell us about Jesus. The first thing it says about Jesus is, it says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Okay, he's talking about the Father. And then from verse 14, he begins to talk about the dear son of the Father. Okay? This dear son of the Father, first feather on his cap, is that in whom this son will have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's the first thing about his dear son. He's the captain of the redemption. It is his blood that is the atonement, and it's on the basis of his blood that redemption became possible. Second thing, next verse. Next verse says, who is the image of the invincible God? It means he was the definition of God, the brightness of the glory of God, and the express image of God's person. The definition of God. God was defined among men through the manifestation of Jesus as the Christ. So during the incarnation, God was defined. Jesus' human living was an attempt to define God. He's the firstborn of every creature. He was the first one that having gone into Hades, he was resurrected by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he's the first example of the new creation. Right? First example of the new creation. So if you want to learn about the new creation, how the new creation functions, the emphasis of the new creation, you need to look at the life of Jesus. It's just like he opened the curtain into that possibility. The ark was symbolic of the new creation because it was made with gopher wood, and gopher wood is red, which is blood. It means that anything that enters into the ark survives because of the blood. Are you with me? So, imagine Noah, the one coordinating the affairs in the ark. That's how Jesus is in this testament. He's the one that created the platform for you and I to find a presence within the context of the new creation. And the new creation actually... it's a collocation of all entities that survive according to the power of the Spirit, which is that element by which he was raised from the dead. Is that clear? Alright. Keep going. This is the scripture I'm looking for, verse 16. Verse 16 says, by him were all things created. That means Jesus was the creator from the beginning. When the Bible says the Lord God formed man, Genesis chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. That's the first time that we are seeing in scripture that a member of the Godhead walked out of the quadrant of the Godhead to come perform something. Prior to this time, it was within the realm of let us make, let us. But when one member of that conclave decided to come out to perform something, it was Jehovah Elohim, which is the pre-incarnate name of Christ. So the Bible says, all things were created by him. And then it shows us the two realms. Things that are in heaven and things that are on earth. But you see, the list of things that were itemized in verse 16 are not things that are on earth, but things that are in heaven. So I want to give you a little idea of how heaven operates, so that you will know how God gives men spiritual authority. So the list of the invincible things which constitutes the realities of the heavens, the first mentioned here is what? Oh my God, you are not with me. Throne. What's the meaning of a throne? Because in the natural realm, this may not be important. This list. This is the structure. These are the items, the realities of the spiritual realm. We have thrones. The spiritual realm, we have dominions, we have principalities, we have powers. That's the structure of the invisible realm. And in the natural, those things mentioned there are not significant things in the natural because they're not within the framework of what we know natural life to be. Are you with me? All right, so what are thrones? Thrones are administrative capacities in the spirit. Are you with me? They are what? They are administrative capacities in the spirit. You see, when Jesus ascended back to heaven, the Bible says that he is seated at the right hand of the Father. an administrative position was given. Okay, if that is not clear enough, do you still remember the scripture that says that we should come boldly to the throne of grace? It means grace itself is administered by a throne. There is a government around grace. So the way God does things in his realm is by thrones. All right? So what spiritual authority means is that you have been given, assigned a throne in the administrations of God. See, the administrations of God transcend the invisible realm. They go beyond the invisible realm into the natural realm. So, and in order for you to perform any function in the kingdom of God, you must have statutory authority. And the implication of having statutory authority is that a throne has been assigned to you. If I take you to the book of Psalms 110, and we begin to read from verse 1 to 3, then you will see that the reason for the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost was because Jesus was assigned the throne of the chief administrator of Zion. It's just like when you travel back to the U.S. and you send me a telex message, you send me a letter, you send me a card. And that card, maybe on that card is where is that Statue of Liberty? New York, okay. You send me that card and say, Dimeji, all the way from New York. The card is an evidence that Dimeji has arrived in New York. Right? Now, Jesus was assigned an administrative portfolio in the realm of the Spirit. And the evidence to prove that Jesus had been assigned that throne is that he sends us a telex message in the person of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we had what happened on the day of Pentecost. When Peter came to explain, are you with me? When Peter came to explain Pentecost, his explanation was linked to the fact that right now in heaven, Jesus has been coronated Lord and Christ. Two titles have been conferred upon him, and the evidence of these titles is that a ruling spirit has come into operation upon the face of the earth. So it is the power of that throne that is responsible for the capacity of the ruling spirit that represents it. So the proof that that throne is occupied is that there's a spirit that represents it that comes into the earth. The proof that you have a throne is that you are given an anointing that gives you abilities that are unnatural. So what made the king of Israel a great man was that there was a throne that was assigned to that office. And the person that that throne is assigned to is given his strange powers. And if he operates that throne accurately, he has a compartment of angelic forces that back his actions, and it is impossible, therefore, for him to lose a battle. If you notice the army of Israel, you will know that not every member of the army is human. They are angelic. There's an angelic side to the army. There's a human side to the army. And that was the lesson that God wanted to teach Joshua when Joshua was going to take Jericho. Because Jericho was a cuboid. How many of you know what a cuboid is? It's like a cube of sugar. If you flip it, this is still the same height and the same breadth. If you flip it that way, it's still the same height and the same. So if the wall of Jericho fell, it will still be as tall as it was. Archaeologists discovered that it didn't fall; it sank. It was. So that was a coordination between the physical and the spiritual side. When Joshua came and met the captain of the angelic side, he spoke like a warrior. He said, "Are you for us or against us?" The captain said, "Nay, I'm not for you. I'm not against you, but I know my marching orders. As a captain of the Lord's army, am I come? So if I find you cooperating with my marching orders, I'll cooperate with you. If I see you doing something contrary, you become my first enemy. I'm not for you." That's why I need to educate you, because some people say, "Send your angel." If they don't answer to you, say, "Release angels." Who told you that they answer to you? The Bible says that, you are not aware. Oh, okay, you are Americans. You have been listening to those things. People, it's not biblical. Even Jesus himself, when he was on the cross, he said, I can pray the Father and he will send you legions of angels. He will pray the Father. It is only the Father that commands angels. You will meet a brick wall if you try to go that way. He said, nay. Yes, if you say in terms of rank in the kingdom, you have more rank than the angelic beings. That's true. But someone in ministry of works cannot go and give query to somebody in ministry of education. Someone in the Nigerian Air Force cannot come and give you query in the Nigerian Immigration Service. The person might be your senior, but he doesn't have jurisdiction in your office. He doesn't have jurisdiction. So when Joshua came and said, are you for us or against us? And the man said, nay. God now said, you talk too much, Joshua. In the next 7 days, don't talk again. You've spoken for 7 days. This talk you said now, say not for 7 days. So now, keep quiet and then march around the world. The reason why he was sentenced to that discipline was that human beings are incapacitated with respect to the wall of Jericho. It was an engineering masterpiece. It was designed never to be breached. So the human part of the army will need to keep quiet. And align with the angelic part of the army. I'm telling you how thrones work. The instructions God will give is an alignment instruction. Just like the instruction God gave to Moses about parting the Red Sea. He said, stretch the rod. It's an alignment thing so that you can align with the forces that were assigned to animate your throne. That's what spiritual warfare is. Oh my God. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
So it took them 7 days to find alignment. It was after they found alignment that they shabaked. You know, there are seven words for praise in the book of Psalms. We have Tehillah. We have Yada, which is praise him, lifting the hands. It's a state of surrender. That's what Abraham did when he met with Melchizedek. He said, I've lifted up my hands to the Lord Most High. Because the king of Sodom was offering him goods. And the king of Sodom wanted to take the souls. He wanted to negotiate with Abraham. And Abraham says, sorry, before you came, I yadad, which is a state of surrender. I can no longer be part of your deal because I surrender to Jehovah. I can no longer trade with you because I surrendered to Jehovah. Your proposal is wonderful. It is designed to make me rich. But when I surrender to Jehovah, he gave me a promise of riches. So I will not take a shoe latchet from you. Yada. And then another word for praise is Shabak, which is the shout. A spiritual shout. Have you ever shabaked before? That touches the depth of your belly. It's not kanalu. It's not that you just shout. No. Something happened. There's pressure in your spirit. And the only way to feel ventilation is a spiritual shout. It's not mechanical. It's a shout that when you shout, it touches the depth of your belly. It releases spiritual energy. That was the secret to the trigger to something's anointing. Anytime the enemies gather, then he shabaks. That's when that thing comes upon him. That was the secret to it. He will shout. So it was shabak that the children of Israel did. That released the angels. And the angels stamped on the wall. So when they had... And they didn't do more than that. They just did the part that humans could not do. And the rest of the job. So in spiritual warfare, God will not do what you can do. He said, okay, you need your telephone, your handset to come to you. It's on the table. Baba will not do it. When you are tired of doing like this, go on. May the Lord give you understanding. One man said he was traveling. Then he remembered. He forgot his things. Then he called the handset. He says, you are lying. It won't come. God will never do what you are supposed to do. And he will not allow you to do what he's supposed to do. In fact, you cannot even do his own part of it. So just do your own. Like in healing. Angels will arrest the demon of sickness. And all you do is just put your hand There's an alignment. He will tell you when to put your hand that it will make sense. If you put your hand before the time, you will find out that your empty hands cannot. It's an alignment to fit into the spiritual structure that carries the authority of God. So before God installs a man, he has already carved out a throne in the spirit that will back the man up. Are you seeing the picture? So what happened to Saul was that on the account of the iniquity of the sanctuary, he had lost his kingdom. But you know that Saul did not stop being king that day. He was still recognized as the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of Israel. What's the meaning of that? It means that all that was left that Saul was using to continue ruling was called political power. The spiritual authority angle left Saul the moment Samuel prophesied that God, because Samuel was operating as a law enforcement agent, Samuel was proclaiming the counsel of God. Samuel came to report spiritual news. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. He came to report news. And the news was that God has taken the kingdom from you. God has withdrawn the authority from you. And he has given it to somebody else. Meanwhile, that somebody was not known. But anywhere that person was that day, all right, the throne was fitted upon the person. And the person must have felt, maybe the person was even sleeping. And then he now saw himself sitting on a throne in majesty. He doesn't know that he had been coronated. So all that Saul had left was what? Political power. Political power. And this is the same thing that happens to a pastor. A pastor can start out with the anointing and he has a throne back him up. And then because of iniquity of the sanctuary, the throne can be withdrawn. And all he has is a mega platform. At that point, he is no longer... He's an impostor. You don't understand that. What is he? He's an impostor. And the power by which he will keep running that thing is what we call witchcraft. What is the definition of witchcraft? It's illegitimate authority. Before we go into those are tributaries through which witchcraft expresses itself. Manipulation, control, dominion. What it is illegitimate authority. That's what witchcraft is. You are trying to do something for which you don't have the authority given to you from God. That's the reason why in the face of our current church, when so many people that used to have authority no longer have authority, in order for you to be protected, defended, kept in security, as you engage things, lines of ministry, you will need to have the gift of discernment of spirit, because it's possible that someone had a throne backing him up 7 years ago, and right now, it has been withdrawn. And if you don't have the gift of discernment of spirit, you will not know. You will still call him Saul the king. Meanwhile, he's just a political king that is lacking in spiritual authority. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
So that's my burden tonight. I want to take you on a journey. On a journey, and at the end of the journey, I'm hoping that God will give unto all of us in this place eyes to see.
Amen.
Jesus' name. And I'm doing this, and I'm paying the price to open this up by leading. This message I'm preaching, I was led by God. I was led by God. You know, a lot of preachers will believe that I'm attacking people. Ooh, I'm led by God. I don't even know so many people. Now, the man of God sitting at the back there, I don't know his name, but me and him, we have been seeing ourselves for a long time. The man of God at the back there, at the last seat. We have been seeing ourselves. I don't even know his name. We will relate like that, relate and even do powerful things. Before, I'm very slow to know names. You understand? So, somebody that is angry that, this boy, what's this boy trying to do? The boy is trying to, if you don't have a throne, resign. It should have been better for Saul if he just said, my resignation. If you find the boy that God has assigned the throne to, give him my wherewithal wishes. I used to keep donkeys and all that before I will go back to it. Maybe he would have lived longer. But we have so many people in places that they are illegitimately because the throne that backs it up was withdrawn 12 years ago, 14 years ago. And what we have is just a guy on stage performing because he needs to keep the performance going. And that's why he becomes very susceptible to performing evil spirits that are there to help when the authority of God and the spirit of God is no longer there. And that's why in the case... Oh, are you still with me? All right, let me show you something quickly. Are you still there? 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 3 to verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Oh my God. Verse 3. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. You see, when Samuel was dead, there was no need for you to consult a wizard. No need. Do you know that there is a level of prophetic glory that can come into the church in Nigeria? Some things will just lose patronage. It's because there's a height of glory in the prophetic that has not come, that so many mixtures are taking place. There's a dimension of it that will come that will be the end of the use of foul spirits. People will not patronize it. God, by reason of judgment, had withdrawn some faculties of his grace from the body of Christ in Nigeria by reason of judgment. And the resultant effect was that people using familiar spirits now became prominent. There's an error that took place that made God to reduce the faculties. And that led to the projection of people that use familiar spirits. So much so that when a soothsayer dies, we now have people on the pulpit saying one man of God died and so we need to know whether someone behind the pulpit still has a throne. We need to investigate it quickly at this time. Someone that said he got born again, his experience of salvation is that he got born again in his mother's womb. My God. Even is they do good. They said that there are times when they are generous. They give goat, give rice, and say, go and eat. Huh? What's that? Eat. That was a person's salvation testimony. That he got born again in the mother's womb. And someone, I don't know what is happening. Even if we were jinxed, if it's a charm, a spell, no spell is that strong. To make us change the goalpost of salvation because of a philanthropist. We no longer understand the basic tenets of our belief system. For your information, The man in question was a soothsayer. And it was a spirit of divination that was at work. Yes. I know this in the spirit. And I've seen many of his victims come to this place for deliverance. I have been in the struggle. Yes, I speak from the struggle. May the Lord give you understanding. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay, we are still in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 3. If you have not been in the struggle, you don't have a testimony. I have been in the struggle. We have been laboring to pull men out of the pit. I know how many cases of deliverance that we had to do. People jinxed under his spell. Meanwhile, those people appeared on the TV. And then they run here for deliverance. And we don't have what to... There's no camera to capture the back end of the reality. May you not be a TV man.
Amen.
May your life not be on TV.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We have been in the struggle. People that have been, you know, ladies that have been used to service that altar. So in our day, if you can buy a good suit and you look kept, and you can say, hallelujah, amen. Even the demoniac that was possessed with demons, he was able to call the name of Jesus. So, in this day of the iniquity of the sanctuary, the gift we need for survival now is called the gift of discernment. I was praying from morning, it was 15 minutes past 4, that God gave me charge. Meanwhile, don't be afraid for me. I am ready to die, as you are seeing me. I looked round, and I discovered that if I die now, it's okay. So don't worry about me. Hey, pastor, these people have a network. Oh! Guy! No. With what I've seen, there's nothing left to fear. If you have seen what I've seen, you will not be afraid. Now, the Bible says something, and I'd like you to take note. I'm terribly ashamed. Now, Samuel was dead, and only Israel lamented him and buried him in Ramah, in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Paul gathered all Israel together and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled. I need to give you historical perspective on this scripture. The Philistines were the first nation that discovered iron. That iron was malleable. So when they come to the battle, they come armed with shin guard, they're armed to the teeth. So you will need to be in a right frame of mind for you to want to take on the Philistines. Because they were armed with iron. And the Bible says that his heart, what? He greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. This is the situation of lack of alignment. All your receptacles, all the organs of your receptacles will not pick the frequency. If you find yourself in this condition, you are in a state of emergency. You need to admit yourself in the intensive care unit of the grace of God. That in that hospital, the doctors don't give out cards. It's the patient that has diagnosed his own condition that comes there and takes a bed and put drinks. Do you know how many people need drip? They need the intensive care unit of the grace of God right now. Oh, you say, Okay. These were all the approaches. Urim and Thummim. That's yes and no. That's like yes and no. You know, when you have peace and when you have no peace. Urim and Thummim doesn't give you the detail, but it gives you a sensation by which you can know if God's pleasure is captured in it. Are you with me? You know the fountain of dreams. Now, he has his own economy. And God, through dreams, can unveil almost anything, and that fountain was not available. And then the option of an external person bringing the counsel of God is not within the vicinity of your civilization. You know what? Go and take a bed and remain there in a state of fasting and prayer, and make your soul bow down in repentance continually. Do you know something about Christianity? If you lose your virtue of sincerity, come. You lose it. That's all. Next one. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said unto him, behold, there is a woman that had a familiar spirit at Endor. Now, stay with me. Stay with me. The likely end point of anyone that operated in divine authority, that was eventually stripped of divine authority, because before God strips a man, it takes a very long time of long suffering, and warnings must have been coming, and feedbacks must have been coming, signs must have been manifested, and the person, you know, gave deaf ears. And then God now says, all right, you want to use my grace to do what is unrighteousness, then I'm going to remove my name. Because the guy has been used to operating under authority, and he has been a great actor in the scheme of things, he will need to continue the action. He's not likely to say, okay, God has left me, let me step down. He will look for a way to continue. The next time you quote that scripture, the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance, you need to balance it. You need to know what you're saying. Because what you think that scripture is saying is not what it's saying. Because you will find out people were relieved of their kingdoms. They were relieved of the grace that entrenched them. They were relieved of the authority that they operated in. And even before Judas had come, a prophecy had gone forth. His bishopric. Let another take. So because this guy is used to action, he's used to activity, when the authority of God was withdrawn from him, he had to keep the action going. He ended up with the demonic dimension. Because there's a close relationship between fleshly manipulation and the demonic dimension. Are you with me? Because some of you might wonder and say, last 2 years when I came to him, he was burning with the flames of God. What is happening? Oh! 2 years is too long ago. This Christianity we're talking about is an everyday thing. Every day. You wake up and you say, once again, like I surrendered to you yesterday, today I've not changed my mind. I surrender to you again today. My words, my actions, my feet will not go to places that you do not desire. My hands will not do things that you have not sent me to do. I am here as your vessel. I'm here to do your will. Speak, Lord, for thy servant. Yeah, that's what you do every single day. Every single day. In order for you to stay steadfast. You pray prayers like heart check prayers once a week. Search my heart. Try me. If there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the path everlasting. Because as you grow more in the Lord, you begin to see that God begins to make your path more narrow. More narrow. Yes, more narrow. Become more narrow. And because you are becoming more narrow, it is more difficult for you to fall.
Because you are within the space. You are on a tight rope. It's only by grace that I am what I am. So I cannot try in the flesh because the flesh can't carry it. I've gone too far in grace for me to try flesh. It is designed to make you narrow so that the horn of your anointing will be steadfast upon you. Oh, it doesn't matter how old you are. You might be 92. And they carried you on the pulpit and you just raise your hand and say, Holy Ghost. All the demons in the market, the ones that have been staring violence, they are all arrested. Just because one man that his alignment has given God the opportunity to bring heavy machinery into the territory. And that will do a permanent damage to the kingdom of darkness. That's the kind of man I want to be. If you want to be such a man, you will become such a man by your daily life, daily committed to God. So this guy who once enjoyed spiritual authority, subsequently, now had to find compatibility with the kingdom of darkness. This is at the point that every believer that listens to him must receive the gift of discernment of spirit. The vessel has not changed, but the spirit behind him has changed. It is because of this possibility that all followers of Jesus Christ need to be humble before him. If you put yourself in a situation, hey, that volume is too much, please. If you put yourself in a situation where people can't talk to you, you know when you are erring, you will never know. If you take the notebook that is before you now, you put it on your eyes, you will not be able to read it. Except you take it a bit far. Because you are too close to yourself, you will not know yourself. You take someone to the way you spoke today, you may not see anything. But when you become a god, then it's difficult to talk to you. You will self-destruct. That's why the principle of the brotherhood is not independence, but interdependence. And that's why God never gave any one person everything. So that you will need somebody. You need somebody's prayer. You will need somebody's input. And there are legitimate things in the spirit that... Are you here? There are legitimate things in the spirit. For instance, this is my brother here. He told me something. And the time he told me that thing, it was difficult to believe. And guess what? I checked the spirit. God wasn't telling me the thing. Huh? After 1 year, then the thing begins to happen. And I go to God and say, why didn't you tell me? He said, have I not told you? I told you to. So God is not willing to tell you everything. You will learn many things when you begin to grow more. He spoke through. And then the thing began to happen. And it was not his will for him to speak to me directly. So most of us brag with our relationship with God that there's nothing that can pass. In fact, there's one preacher that I know in Abuja. He said, if God wants to speak, he'll come to me. You don't know God. You don't know. You are not that big. Go and sit down. If God wants to speak, and maybe the people will hear you and say, hey, great man. We know where I am now. Yeah, in the spirit. Where I am now, I know all those kind of things. That's fake. Where I am in the spirit now, I know that that's fake. Are you with me? It's fake. God may choose not to speak to you. I fixed this thing well the other time. Is it that we're under attack? Don't wait. You know, where I am now, if a scripture is difficult for me to understand, I take it to Jesus. I say, Jesus, we have a problem. He will come and open it. So I have the privilege of intimacy with him to ask him questions where I am. If something is difficult here, I will go tomorrow evening and I'll come with the answer. I can tell you that as bold as that preacher was when he made that statement, it was a lie. I have graduated from where I'll be in the receiving end only. Preachers will just be talking. I came to a place where I can ask Jesus myself. Then I found out that there was a need for us to re-excavate the landscape of doctrine and build accurately again. Because a lot of error has been sowed. So a man can start with real divine authority, and a few years down the line, he's now operating with a different spirit. If you take his old message, he's speaking for God. You take his current message, there's something wrong with it that you cannot place your finger on. And that's why part of the checks, the ministry checks you need to do, always listen to your messages. Like the ones I preached 10 years ago, I put it by the side of the one I preached this year. You will know if you have deviated. Because it takes 10 years for a man to deviate in ministry. If you are deviating for 2 years, it's not obvious. If it's up to 10 years, it will be very obvious. So take your sermon 10 years before and put it side by side the one you are preaching now. And listen to it. You will know if you have started collecting seed. Unauthorized seed. It will reflect in the message. If your discipline with the opposite sex, if it has changed, it will reflect. Well, this one I told you is my own check. It may not be relevant to you. The Lord will help. This is the mathematics equation. The mathematics equation, the mathematical equation is in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. This is what we call the definition of terms. Definition of terminologies. Definition of terminologies. Quickly. This is, he said, for rebellion is that this is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Can we do the math? It means rebellion equals witchcraft. So the religion of the fallen man is witchcraft. Yes. Can we do the equation here before we continue? Oh, you're not here. You're not here. Okay, rebellion equals witchcraft. And the fallen man is in a state of rebellion. So his religion is what? I will teach you on witchcraft, the religion of a fallen man. Okay, to clear your doubts, I think we need to do Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, so that you can see the works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. The flesh is the compendium of the lifestyle of the fallen man. And one of the things we find as the works of the flesh happens to be what? Witchcraft. Can you see idolatry is still there? So go back to 1 Samuel chapter 15. And let us do the math again. Rebellion equals to... So witchcraft is the religion of the fallen man. And stubbornness equal to iniquity. So this is where we got that equation. That iniquity, stubbornness. What does it mean to be stubborn? Something I want you to do. You don't want to do it. What is happening is that I have a will. I want you to do something. You have a will, and then you refuse to do my will. So iniquity, this is where we got the definition of iniquity from. Oh my God. Iniquity is that which is practiced when people are in idolatry. And what exactly is it when a man uses his will against the will of God? This is where we got the definition. So stubbornness equal to idolatry. Stubbornness equal to iniquity. Rebellion equal to witchcraft. Okay. So, when you see stubbornness, when you see rebellion, those are the things that can find expression in ministry that amounts to the iniquity of the sanctuary. And if ever God rejects a man, it's because of these things. You still remember Hosea? Stubbornness. The priests were trying to resist him. They were trying to stop him. He was saying, we've conquered every nation round about. And I began to wonder what you priests really do. So the reason why I'm here now is to also offer a sacrifice, just to show you that you guys are not, you are too many. So are these all the people we are paying? He was struck with leprosy because of stubbornness. And stubbornness is equal to what? He was a practitioner of idolatry. You get that? All right, so let's do the job. Now, according to this definition of terms again, witchcraft is equal to counterfeit authority. Because when the throne of spiritual authority was withdrawn from Saul, he still continued being king. He was continuing as a king, not with the spiritual authority that established him. He was continuing as a king as an act of stubbornness. Even though God has rejected him, he is saying he has not rejected himself. So he's still ongoing in that office that God had given to him by an act of privilege. A time came in that his journey. Sorry, I'm going to take 30 more minutes of your time because I want to finish. Then I will ask God to open your eyes. So, when you continue without divine authority, you are likely to end up with a familiar spirit. And this familiar spirit that I'm talking about is not because you go to an Anezemo and ask for a familiar spirit, just like Saul did. You will just be doing ministry and then something will begin to speak to you. And then when you speak, the thing is accurate. And you are still living in sin. And the thing is even more accurate. You are sleeping with people. And you finish sleeping with them and come to the pulpit. You are damn sharp. Is being aided by another spirit. Because in the New Testament, when Paul was trying to give us perspective about things we should watch out for, he said, watch out for another gospel. Watch out for the presentation of another Jesus. And watch out for another spirit. It is because the Spirit of God can be counterfeited, just like it was successfully done in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. It can be counterfeited successfully. And what that lady said was not wrong doctrinally. We need to go another step higher in order for us to investigate things that are done in the name of the Lord. Hence, in the face of this season where the iniquity of the sanctuary is fashionable, every believer must be equipped with the gift of discernment of spirit. So I want to define the gift of discernment of spirit. It is a needed handle in your Christian life at this time to help you navigate out of the jungle of deception, for you to become that which God has ordained you to be in destiny, in his kingdom. You will need to be safeguarded by the weapon of the gift of discernment of spirit. So, definition. The gift of discernment of spirit is a divine ability to distinguish, one, error from truth. Error from truth.
to distinguish two, good from evil. To distinguish three, reality from counterfeit. To distinguish four, the divine from the demonic. To distinguish five, the true from false. To distinguish six, spiritual from carnal. Let's start again. Error from truth. Good from evil. Reality from counterfeit. Divine from demonic. True from false. Spiritual from carnal. John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. This is Jesus speaking. Please pay attention. The gift of discernment of spirit is the supernatural ability to distinguish between one, two, three, four, five, six. Don't forget that. All of the prophetic gifts have different channels of operation. The gift of discernment of spirit can operate through a dream. Just like one of my brothers told me yesterday that a music minister went to a certain meeting and he ministered powerfully. And in the dream of the night, he discovered that someone took his shoes, gone. God was trying to show him where he went to minister. That there was something from him that was taken from him. Because he did not discern the altar. He went to put his anointing to adorn that altar. And the implication was that he lost his shoe. So he had to call his brethren, his friends, for them to labor in prayer. And the labor was intense before his shoes were... May you not lose your shoes. Yeah. Oh, you know, there's a temptation for you to say, I just lost my shoes. Okay. You might discover that after that robbery, you may not have the capacity to amount to your fullness ever again if that situation is not restituted. It was the gift of discernment of spirit. And guess what happened? The next year again, they now invited they say, you did well last year. So, guess what? You know he won't show up. Because the gift manifested through a dream. The gift of discernment of spirit can operate through an inner knowing. My wife was just speaking to me today, showed me a certain prophetess woman in the 90s. In the 90s. When you play that woman's tape, it will react with my spirit. So I told them, in my house, we don't play that woman's tape. It took more than 12 years before many things were discovered about you. It was a knowing. The gift of discernment of spirit takes you beyond face value to understand the real entities that are at work. What exactly is motivating the person? You go beyond the fine voice, beyond the good looks, and you see the person for what the person is. I was in the office when a lady brought one guy and said, "This is the husband I want to get married to." So when the guy went out, I touched him. I touched her. "This is not your husband." "Hey, but this is the only person that liked me. Nobody else liked me." The next time we were in the office, she was there, her mom was there. I said, "We'll come for your wedding, but again and again I tell you, you are marrying the wrong
man. But you know, what can we do? We can't do anything. The thing is not even many years down the line. Strange dimension. Strange. And because we are constrained by this holy book, we are constrained. Our flexibility was reduced. So I now asked her, okay, can you stay alone? Say yes. In a situation where a married woman prefers to stay alone, I think it will give you an idea of what is happening. Meanwhile, what has been unfolding was already captured beforehand. It can come in a vision. It can come through a knowing. It can come through a dream. So the channels might differ, but it is the same gift. Anytime it operates, it takes us beyond the superficial outlook of things into the very nature of the things behind the scene. Now, this is Jesus speaking in the book of John chapter 8, verse 44. He said, you are of your father the devil. And that the word of in Greek language is what brought me here. The word of in Greek language is ek, which means you originate. Ek means you derive. Ek means you originate. Now, this investigation that Jesus did, for which he's making this statement, it wasn't a normal investigation. It was a source investigation. And he was able to say, you are of, you ek. The gift of discernment of spirit takes us to the source, the origin. Not face value judgment. But the very depth of a spiritual team is under investigation. These are the days where we should know no man according to the flesh. Let the Holy Ghost introduce people to you. I remember I had invitations to go to big cities and the Lord, for many years, and the Lord said no. The one he approved was to Malawi. I said, Jesus, Malawi. Where is Malawi? When I pressed more, he now said, that guy inviting me is my son. Yes. That's how I went for that trip. That was my first international trip. First trip. It was the Holy Ghost himself that bore witness about the man. We'd never met before. We met at the airport upon my arrival for the first time. And indeed, there was no mistake. Ek. So the sermon goes to the origin. It goes to where? To the source. Today, as we begin to pray, God will take us to many origins. Yeah. Many origins. The source point. Where the thing is coming from, we'll see it. Ooh, you are praying for somebody. What you are seeing are just symptoms. You can't challenge that thing. God must take you to the source. He said, you are ek. You ek. You derive from. This is your source. Your source is the devil. There are several people that can pretend like Jesus, but their source is Satan. Please help me tell your neighbor, we need to see the source. That's the first scripture. Second scripture is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 21. Psalms 55, verse 21. Psalms 55, verse 21. Help me quickly, media people. It said, the words of thy mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. Even though he came and his words were smooth. This is the kind of words they used to swindle ladies. Just say, oh my God. Do you work? Hey, glory. Glory. It's so came. The words were what? Sweet. May you see the war raging in the heart in the name of Jesus. When those words come your way, then you say, this is what I prayed for yesterday night, and you are not seeing the war. Anytime you are beclouded by emotions, you cannot see the war that is raging in the heart. And that, what is in that heart will manifest with time. He says, his words softer than oil, yet were they drawn soft. So we need to go beyond the surface. We need to go beyond that which is obtainable at face value. We need to see the swords. We need to hear the sound, the drum of war. The Bible says that he knew their thoughts. That's Jesus. He knew the reason why, the motive behind the questions they were asking. That they were looking for occasion to use the law of the land, the authorities of the land, the constitution of the Roman people to trap Jesus. He knew it. He knew it. God tonight, the prayer we are going to pray, and we are praying it as a congregation, is that God will take us. He will take us beyond face value assessments, face value judgments, and we'll be able to see what is going on in the heart. Because someone might look rugged like myself. I'm not too refined. I look rugged. And then you think I'm a bad man. Except God opens your eyes, you will conclude that I'm a terrible man. And there's nothing I can do about the way I look.
Oh my God.
Many times I pray to him. I say, Lord, can't we adjust? It will take God to open. And when people lie about me and they say, that the man is wicked, he's a bad man. It will, no wonder, yes, because that's how I look. But only people that come close can ever know. But can you go close to everybody just because you want them to? The message I preach is the one the Lord gave me. I don't have any other assignment apart from this. I'm a corrective teacher. I'm the voice of one crying from the wilderness. I'm not part of the civilization. I'm in the wilderness. I'm crying for the Lord. I will cry today, I will cry tomorrow until my time is done. The point is, we need to see the war. Drum beats are beating on the heart, and it is coated with words like butter. Are you getting it now? We have so many preachers that have lost their credibility before God. He has withdrawn their throne. He has taken their voices. He has made them bear. But the people have become smart. They understand how the stage works. So they need to keep working. They need to keep doing something so that people will still think God is around. So you need to have those eyes so that you know what channels to shut down forever. Discernment is no longer a gift that must be operated by a prophet. Every believer now needs to walk in it, because we are in a strange moment in the history of the body. A strange moment. A strange moment has come upon us. Our hearts must become sensitive to know when error begins to rise, when evil, when counterfeit is beginning to sell, when the demonic is mingled, is changed, when Satan is transformed to become an angel of light. We must be able to discern. This is the burden that I came with this night. Oh my God. Can you close your eyes? Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. As we sing, holy, holy, holy. The first thing you are asking God is that he will wash your eyes with eye salve so that you can see. So that you can see. So that you can see. Times of great revivals are times of great deceit, deceptions. And until we are equipped with the gift of discernment of spirit, Satan will beguile us.
the kingdom of darkness is on rampage. Satan wants to destroy the heritage of our good great God. False prophets, many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many people have been violated. The name of the Lord has been put in great disrepute. But tonight, we want to ask that He, the giver of sight, might give us eyes that see indeed. That He might wash your eyes with eyesight so that you might see. you ask him? Wash my eyes. Let the texture of my spirit be helped to discern, to decipher, to distinguish, to discern, to decipher, to distinguish. To discern, to decipher, to distinguish. Imo sesele ke dia prateko la mama. Yama suke korea mamala. Rapos katemi. Rebo konte la bina kaselia. Nezo sai kabrate boria. Yela mana mala bala 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 bala. Yes, a Selamantani. Yakosali and Metabola. Precasima Malaita. Padoske, Leminale, Elagoya, Isseminale, Nicolia Mentele, Escuseli, Abramenapuria, Apatapante, Asalabonde, Atayato, Ebrisca Bella, Ebrisca Bull, Ebrisca Colia. Amen. Conte. Yabobo. Yabobo. Ayakante. Esquiso salakuria. Rekaseli. Eko setalo. Para mamaya. Ela mamamama kuria. Jerusalem. Elia makasato. Elia menagorokos. Elia mantari. Iko salabota, ezike, labrosketa menakuria, baraka masanda babola dala. Babo se kabaya konte, labrokoto menasalabo, presko pakuma makaya, yeke kelia, abrakata konte, yapakola babade, eskopre, mantala babola kata makaya.
Imamolo se Amakaya bonseli mama yatala. Esko se salem rekete. Rasko pelame na kuria. Alanto se sila. Iska prega bonde. Rabena suria. Akeba late brantele. Deso salika. Braka so mantelia. Eka bala. Arama maselia. Esu ke maila. Mama, 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 mama. Mama, 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 yeko salatala, yeko selia, ika metula la la.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. There's someone here that labored, and the reason why you labored so much in prayer was because you were seeking God to bring intervention to the issues concerning your family that you were not comfortable with. And you labored in prayer. In fact, you fasted on this subject. And it came to pass one of those nights when you went to sleep that you saw a personality. And from what I see in the visions of my spirit, you saw the personality quite well, but you could not see the face.
The face was kept from you. The identity, the face was kept. But you saw the personality behind the matter, but you could not see the face, so you could not identify who was behind what was happening. That person is the person I'm looking for. Come. Oh, aren't you powering on? As we sing, holy, 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 I want to see you, to see you, God, and lift up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Apostle Siko, Manamon Salia, Kabman Salia. Usketa makuria baratos ketobe elekedi. Urabos kaseli kumbris govana manse iko salaboko ya. Holy, holy, holy. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now listen to me, I see in the spirit, and I see a list. And on this list, the names of the members of a certain family were written. The list was nailed to an altar. The one that I speak of, whose name is on that list, that is in this auditorium, in order for God to help us to conduct the deliverance, the hand of God is going to come upon that individual. The hand of God, that individual whose name is on that list, that God wants to bring deliverance to the entire family, the sign that the Lord will give to commission us to partner with him in doing that work of ministry is that his hand will come. His hand will descend on you. It's more than one. Father, let your hand descend. Let your hand descend. Because your name will be taken from that list. The entire family, I call them forth in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why when you make any effort to advance, there is a brick wall. Tonight, I come in the name of the Lord. Yes, you are coming out right now. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus. 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 You can go. We bring you out from the list. Bring your name out. Bring your destiny out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bring you out from the list. In the name of Jesus. We'll bring you out from the list in the name of Jesus. We'll bring you out from the list in the name of Jesus. Bring you out in the name of Jesus. We'll bring you out from the list in the name of Jesus. We'll bring you out in the name of Jesus. And I stand against anything that is resisting your family. I cut it off in the name of Jesus. I stand against anything resisting your family. I cut it off in the name of Jesus. We'll break the yoke of the devil on the entire family. We'll use you as a point of contact to reach out to as many as are under the yoke. See, it's actually possible to see the spirit of death as I have seen now. There's someone in here that is marked for death. We're marked from death for death, but we're going to reverse it. Oh my. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let that one under the spell of death show us a sign. Show us a sign. Let your hand come upon that one at the count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Let that your mighty hand come stronger. Come stronger. Ushers, help me check outside. Help me check outside. I see the Spirit of God going outside. I see the Spirit of God going outside. I see the Spirit of God going outside. Okay, help me hold this. The spirit of death is upon someone here. And the hand of the Lord is going to come upon you in a short while so that we can cast the spirit out and send it back to the sender. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you stretch forth your hand and help me find that one that the spirit of that has been marked. The name has come up in a spiritual place, and Satan is expecting to bring death upon that life. So Lord, help me. Stretch forth your hand. Help me find the person. 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 Holy Spirit, help me find. Help me find them. So you can bring them. You need the gift of discernment of spirit to be able to see someone and know that death is on him. He might look healthy, might look okay, but it's not okay. Oh, I'm seeing a demon like a monkey. I'm seeing a demon like a monkey. Father, in the name of Jesus, I remove her name from that evil list. Right now, I send this arrow back to the sender. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't think this is the only person. I don't think this is the only person. This is not. Did you find any other person there? No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You just okay. I reverse the contract. I cut it off and I send the arrow back to sender.
Amen.
Where is the third one? Quickly, quickly. So many things are opening. I'm seeing a demon. It's like a monkey. Oh my God. Saboteli kabraske kobangwa latame. Kubreske kompela. Maiko sakula. Eskube lakute. This young man is, you know, the state I see him, he's crucified. They are just waiting to pierce him. He's already right there. So we are going to bring him down from that place where he's tied. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, I cut him down. I cut him down. Hey. Release him. Release him. Release him. Release him. Release him. In the name of Jesus. Now, shake me. Put your hand on her back. Just pray in tongues. Here. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.
Pour out your power in Lord. As we see.
Okay, you will help me. Huh? Put your hand here and pray for her. Pray for her. She will be released. 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 Psycho Bali. Psycho Salato. Amesi Cobrela Capasu. Sir. Come, let me bless you. Yes, yes. That's your next promotion. I'm giving you a promotion. That's your promotion. That's your promotion. Now, we have some demons to deal with. I'm seeing one demon like a monkey. And this is the type of demon that steals people's fortunes. Steals people's financial, yes, comes to interrupt. There's someone that has been making serious attempt at, you know, breaking through. But it will look as if there is hope. And when the time comes, it will just close. It is this demon. Can we attack this demon?
So say kokabanto isomenai tekemosi mai kompela ruba de kis. Ruba de kis se kemi no hosema. So salimo compre avasoci peris compalua bacaito seni Jesus ebocoria maragai esso sela prescute mande curia mamana bravo secretar bravo curia mamasi loca e mai ecco seni. In Jesus.
Is the heavens have opened again, and they're just open now. The reason why I may not continue is because this one will take time. I'm seeing angels with trumpets. I'm seeing them. They are descending. So if we enter into this, it will take time. Ibovosika abaito examinole iskabreli askuria mahatama okose marakusa irimenekute epriakiso maikosela sokena kura mama. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Listen to me. You know, we prayed and we asked the Lord, we said that he should come and give us the gift of discernment of spirit. So he has answered that prayer. Now, no, you will not believe that he has answered. So wait. I will ask him for a sign, if it is true. The sign will be that the hand of God will come on 5 people. That will be the sign that he answered our prayer. That means from today, if this happens, it means from today, when that thing begins to take it seriously. Father, we ask for a sign. Okay, can you stop praying? Just stop. The sign is coming to pass now. So that, don't talk again. Father, we ask for that sign. Let your hand come upon 5 people as a sign that you have given us the gift of discernment of spirit. Let your hand come upon 5 people. Let your hand come upon 5 people. Let your hand come upon 5 people. Let it come upon 5 people. As a sign. Campbell Selly. Okay, so this is number 1. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that is number 2. This is number 2. That's number 2. Yeah. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. This is number 3. Receive the Holy Spirit. This is number 4. Receive the Holy Spirit. This is number 5. Receive the Holy Spirit. Number 6. Receive the Holy Spirit. Ah, he has added 2 again. He has added 2. I'm seeing number 2. So there are 2 people. He has added 2. Yes, where is number hands? Okay. He has added 2. Let's ask him to add 3. Add 3. Lord, add 3 more. They are confused. They don't believe. So add 3 more. Okay, it's coming. His hand will come. It should come strong. Add 3 more to us. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. That's 1 more. 2 more. Where is the 3rd? Okay, number 3. Okay, so you believe now. Father. Yes. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Listen. I've seen a sign. There's a cherub. There's a cherubim. And this cherubim is just flying. I'm seeing the cherub. Okay, flying like this. Then it is standing here now. Okay, it means that one of you... one of you is due for a promotion. One of you in the choir. And the hand of God will find that person. It will come upon you. It will come so strong. Holy Ghost. One of you in the choir. One choir member. Father. Yes, it's coming strong. Holy Ghost. Came with so much pain on your stomach. Where's that woman? You came with one piercing pain on your stomach. I'm waiting for that woman. You came here with a pain on your stomach. Below your abdomen, there was a pain. I'm waiting for the woman. Come here. Imai soke romole. Beziko braskito mahaila. Kaposi, resko bahambelaid, skamenzo selahati la mahaid. I've said it that God, things that have delayed here, He has solved. You will see. You see, from where are we? We're in June. That's how your people will just be marrying like this. And God will open a door for you. God will open. Isamina la bokori kela bosa isabolo kose malikalait imasa la kore shemina le koske. Oh my God, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. I command that pain to vanish. Leave her. I command that pain to vanish in the name of Jesus. Command that pain to vanish in the name of Jesus. Command it to vanish in the name of Jesus. I command it to vanish in the name of Jesus. No. is increasing your authority. It's increasing. I'm seeing that in the spirit.
Finally, before I run away,
in a moment of time, I would like you to pray for your family now. Now, now. Now. Pray now.
Asai koberi makante balato. Esike talo salakaite. Yamo ketso kela mama yekolama. Eso selima haito. Esakalanto brusketa mina kaleboburi. Emiso sakalate brusketo mina kaka. Ebrokento. Esamakadia, Ebriska Belakunte, Emakatua Salakunte, Esco Sese, Rante Kutebala, Isco Malatania, Ikomen Sali, Rakatala Baboro Kotome, Yesosomo Korea, Rakatala Babon, Rakatala Selimonde, Iko Sela Mamaya, Ameso Sela Brante Bakure. Amakaila Konde, Amakaila Sapala, Amakaila Boratos, Amakaila Santel, Embrataba Bora Santa, Embrataba Santa Baboriba Latali, Esosela Brateva Curia, Abrande, Abarato, Esamina Cantania, Abrescom Bela, Asama Canta Babori. Oh, we give you a blow. Oh, Sakabaya, Emanela Julia, Chandela Bavoria, Mama Corsali, Ila Mama Mama. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Can you tell the Lord, say, Lord, what you want to do through my family that has been resisted for many years? Let it begin now. Can you tell him? Can you tell him? Can you tell him? Let it begin now. Let it begin now. Let it begin now. Let it begin now.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, let's take our seats immediately. Please, let's do our offering now. We can do our offering now, and the account details on the screen are for those that are interested in doing their offering by a bank transfer. If you wish to do your offering through a transfer, please use the account details on the screen. For our online audience, please use the account details that are displayed on the box here for your offering. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. This is Remnant Christian Network. May God's intervention in your life be permanent. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow, we will not be meeting in this place in the evening, but we'll be meeting in the various cell locations across the city. Please locate the one that is closest to you and join in providing incense in your jurisdiction. Amen. And then on Friday, this Friday by 10 p.m., there will be a vigil, night vigil, from 10 p.m. till when it will end. You are advised to come around and to take part in that prayer proceeding. Also, as from tomorrow, there will be a crusade. The RCN mission will be taking a voyage, evangelical voyage, to the city of Buruku. Zakibian. So, if you are disposed, you can make yourself available in prayers, in finance, and in contributing yourself to be part of the workforce. Equally, tomorrow by 8 a.m., the next batch of the Adulam Bible College, the orientation day is tomorrow by 8 a.m. So if you are a prospective student, or you are an old student, or you are an interested public that wish to be around and notice how it goes, so that you can be given a peep into the philosophy that underpins the Adulam drive, we have a first-hand encounter with what it is. So by 8 a.m., both the public and the prospective students are encouraged to come around and see how it goes. So that is that. We may rise up now as we shut down for tonight. For thine is the kingdom.